Yeah, we carried out the survey over the last number of days. It closed yesterday evening, and one of the findings of it was that 86% of members who completed the survey of the AGS on behalf of the AGSI said that morale is low in the organisation. And this has been publicly acknowledged by Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan, and she's on public record for saying it. So, you know, it is an indictment that some of our members, or a vast majority of our members, feel this way in the organisation. And we're just out of a meeting today with the Commissioner and her newly constituted management team, where we discussed the survey and discussed engagement going forward.
Can the low morale be put down to the lack of resources in rural areas like here in Donegal, or is it low right across the board?
It's probably right to say it's low right across the board, but the big thing that's coming out is the workload that's expected, and the jobs, the role and responsibilities that are being put on members daily. Like, even in the last couple of days now, we have this legislation coming out about smoking and cars, and about drug testing on the roadside and all that. Every number of weeks, there's extra responsibilities and roles coming out. And basically, you know, it's like anything, it reaches saturation point. So we've spoken to the Commissioner about this. She's acknowledged that there is an overload of work, particularly on members who are in middle management at sergeant and inspector level. They're putting plans in place to look at the skill set required, to look at these roles and responsibilities with a view of streamlining and hopefully making people happier in the workplace, which is the main objective.
The recent Garda Inspectorate report, was this discussed today?
It was, Catherine, it was discussed, and the Commissioner and her management team are considering the recommendations of the report. A lot of it is centred on the role and the rank and responsibilities of Garda sergeants and inspectors, and we've given her a commitment that we will engage with her management team in the implementation of the recommendations once they've considered the way forward, and we're looking forward to coming into a new year with positive engagement with the Commissioner and her management team for the betterment of our members on the ground.